I can give you 100 stories of people who went through tragedies and came out better off, but I can barely think of a single story of someone whose life was ease and grace, and they somehow made all these massive improvements. It's almost always the case that tragedy leads to the greatest growth. Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled. This is your opportunity to come back to what you really would love to manifest in your life and bring that wonderful feeling into your body, into your mind and your heart, and start living from a place of grace. Today we are going to dive into a wonderful question from one of our lovely listeners, and she asks, how to deal with the fact that life is both tragic and divine. The contradiction is really a hard thing for me, and focusing on the good and what I want and what I am grateful for is a challenge when there's also sorrow and pain and injustice in my life and among humanity. I'd love your help in navigating that. From Tracy. Thank you, Tracy, for your lovely presence. What a great question. Really wonderful, deep question. How do we visualize and manifest and feel the good feelings from what we want when at the same time the world we live in is all over the place and all kinds of crazy things happening and there's injustice in our own life? One thing that is very helpful is to recognize that we don't necessarily understand the deeper significance of all the events in the universe. And I mean that with all humility, because, for example, in my life, I have had a number of what you could call injustices and challenges, unpleasant experiences. You know, we all have pain, whether it's physical pain, emotional pain, financial pain, relationship issues, people screwing us over, people say they're going to do things and don't do them. We all have a list of things where things didn't work out in what would appear to be the right way. And the more I talk to people and the more stories I hear, the more this becomes apparent. And then if you look at the news and there's all these stories about all these terrible things happening. So there's all these weird, nasty, unpleasant, disturbing, painful things happening. And when they are happening to us personally, it can really hurt and it can shake our faith in humanity and shake our faith in ourselves and in the whole process. And we think, well, how could this be happening to me? There are many tragedies in life and they really hurt. And when we're going through a rough time, it can be very hard to be positive and even have a vision, you know. Like if you're really sick, physically sick, and having emotional issues and all sorts of other issues, at that time, having the strength to even visualize something better is sometimes almost impossible to do. So what I personally do that's helped me is to recognize that, first of all, I can only really try and understand my own life because I don't know the situations with others. I've heard stories from people who have said, for example, that they became addicted to drugs or they became alcoholics or they got a divorce or they went bankrupt or they got cancer and were given 6 months to live, 3 months to live. I've heard loads of people tell me things like this, really extreme things. And they also told me that it turned out that those situations were like a massive upgrade for them in their life. Like they forced them to dig deeper and to make some changes. Now, from the outside, if I saw someone in those situations, I would say, oh, this is terrible, right? And I wouldn't want to say this is good for them, right? There must be some benefit, because it looks like there isn't. But they have said themselves that they learn a lot from it. I've heard this again and again, and I've seen this in my own life. So what I try and do is I say, look, I'm not going to pass judgment on anyone else and say it should be, it shouldn't be, it's just or it's unjust or whatever it is. That's much too complicated, and it's out of our hands. So all we can do is bring our attention back to our own life and see what we can do about that, because that's where we have control. There are three things in life: things we can control, things we can influence, and things we can't control. And there's also things that we can understand and things that we don't understand. And so realistically, there's much, much more things we don't understand and much more things we can't control and we can't influence in our life. Majority of things we can neither influence or control or understand. So getting caught up in it just sucks our energy out of us into something. It's like a big black void that just sucks energy and doesn't give anything back. So if you recognize that there's all these things you just can't get into, then you focus your energy back on yourself and say, all right, what can I control? What can I influence? And most importantly, how can I benefit from this tragedy? When I was going through a breakup, I had to have a conversation with myself, very loving, honest conversation, that, Michael, this could really hurt you and sabotage your life, or you can turn this into a massive blessing. What's it going to be? I actually sat down and talked to myself about it. Going through a really tough time, what's it going to be? How am I going to respond to this? And it wasn't easy. It wasn't pleasant. There was a lot of issues on a number of different levels. But I committed to myself, I'm going to find the benefit and I'm going to come out of this better. And I did, and I have, but I had to have that really honest heart-to-heart conversation with myself. And what's all the benefits? What's all the benefits? What's all the benefits? It's not immediately obvious what they are, by the way. The sooner we get the benefits, the better it is. But sometimes the benefits are not forthcoming. You know, we're like, how can this be good? How can this possibly be good? Because it might not be good right now. It might only be good in a year or even longer. But we have to have faith that there is secret benefits in tragedies. Sometimes those secret benefits are immediately obvious to us, but a lot of the time they take time. But having the faith, having the nishchay, the certainty that there is benefit, opens us up to experience it. Many times, for example, getting sick, physically sick, I don't like getting sick, I'm sure no one likes it, but whenever I get sick, what tends to happen as a result of that is that I think, okay, how can I eat even better than I normally do? How can I look after my health better than normal? How can I change certain things? That's all beneficial to figure that stuff out. And then I can hopefully bring all those learnings and practices into my life once I recover. And also my appreciation for health goes up afterwards, right? So even though it was very unpleasant, it leads to benefit. There are some people who are in chronic pain and they never recover, and I've heard stories from people who somehow they say their pain is one of their best things in their life, even though they don't like it, because it's constantly teaching them compassion and lessons and tolerance and they've learned to live with it and are finding the benefit from a situation. I've had situations in my own life where I've had issues in my work, my business, my team, different things. You know, if you run your own companies, the people and situations come up. And I'm like, oh, this is unjust, this is unpleasant, why is this happening, this is so annoying. But then that situation leads to certain transformation, certain changes, certain upgrades, certain paying attention to things that weren't being paid attention to. I found so many benefits. What I personally have noticed, and I've seen this in my students, is that it's almost always a situation where the greatest benefits, the greatest transformation actually arises out of the challenges. I can give you 100 stories of people who went through tragedies and came out better off, but I can barely think of a single story of someone whose life was ease and grace, and they somehow made all these massive improvements. It's almost always the case that tragedy leads to the greatest growth. I don't think it has to be like that, but it does seem to be the way it is. There's a great quote that I heard years ago that I always find funny, and because it's true. Human beings only do the right thing when they run out of all other options. Human beings only do the right thing when they run out of all other options. I've noticed this in myself, and I've noticed this in many other people, and other people have said they always laugh at this because they've seen it in their own life. There are certain things that I'm doing now in my life and in my business that I've been putting off for years until I ran out of other options. So it's like, life is trying to get us back on track. Life is really trying its best to bring us into alignment with the highest good for all. And we are, of course, doing our best all the time. But oftentimes we're a little bit caught up in our patterns, a little bit caught up in our comfort zone, not really wanting to face certain things, not really wanting to look at certain things, not really wanting to deal with certain things. And then we get pushed up into a corner where there are these challenges, tragedies, drama. And then we say, okay, I've got no choice but to deal with this now. I can't distract myself anymore. And then once we get the courage to do something about it, then it starts to improve. So that's one way of thinking about tragedies and injustices, is that they are trying to force us to make improvements and changes that will lead to justice. Cosmic justice is on a different scale than what we're used to thinking about. Like, for example, let's say somebody rips people off, screws them over, steals money, does all this bad stuff, right? And then they don't get caught by the police, right? That would seem like it's injustice, wouldn't it? They didn't go to jail, they're spending all this money, they've got big houses. How is that justice? But what we don't know is the bigger picture here. For a start, the person's probably depressed, anxious, stressed out, fearful, right? So they're getting constantly negative energy in their life. So they're paying the price every day emotionally. So that's justice coming back to them. And we don't know what the long-term effect of whatever happened and whether or not this is going to come around in the future, right? This is why I was saying at the beginning, it's best for us to withhold judgment of others because we don't know the larger scale that's going on here. We don't know the benefit that people are going to get and the changes that they can make that would be really good for them. And we also don't know the long-term consequences of certain things, because there's a bigger scale of time that we have to look at to get a better sense of justice. So it's important for us, if we want to manifest what we want and to be a positive influence on the world, to not get so emotionally disturbed by everything that our own energy vibration drops down to a very angry, negative level. Because if we see injustice in the world and we get really angry and negative about it, are we supporting transformation into harmony and peace? Or are we adding to the problem that caused the issue that we're angry about? Because it's negative energy frequencies that lead people to do bad things that cause the injustice in the first place. So if we end up in the same energy field that other people were in that caused the problem, then now we're the same. It just hasn't got as bad yet. So if we want to be a positive influence in the world, we need to raise our own vibration so that we can be in a healing energy field personally, and then that healing energy field can spill over and affect other people, and we can actually help others and serve others and have that love and compassion and support. And if someone's going through a rough time, your energy, your love, your care can help them to make the changes that can lead to justice being restored. This is a very deep topic. We're only scratching the surface here. But the essence of everything that we're talking about is you have control over your thoughts and feelings. We all have the capacity to upgrade our own visions and our own energy and our own thoughts, our own actions. And that is the greatest thing we can do for ourselves and the greatest thing we can do for everyone else to help restore justice and well-being to the world. And if we are going through tragedies ourselves, we can see them as opportunities for change. There's a wonderful quote, "Find the gift in the storm. Find the gift in the storm." There's a gift. There's two, I think, Sanskrit words, tufan and tufar. Tufan, I think, is storm, and tufar is the gift. So there's a storm, but inside of it is the gift. The gift. And when we look for the gift, when we look for the benefit, when we look for the thing that's going to turn it all around, we'll start to find it. When you start doing this, immediately you might not see something and you might think, well, this is ridiculous. But I've been doing this for years and years, and so whenever so-called bad things happen to me, I try as quickly as possible to remind myself, Michael, just stop. What's the benefit? What's the benefit? How is this good? How is this good? How is there benefit in this? In what way is this forcing me to change? In what way is this trying to teach me something? I'm trying to ask those questions again and again and again and again and again until I start finding something. I'm not denying the negativity. I'm not trying to pretend it doesn't count. What I am doing is gleaning the value from it, aligning with life's messages. And that has helped me to navigate situations much, much better, and also help other people to. And so we can do something about it. So it's a very proactive, conscious attitude that leads to transformation and leads to improvement and leads to things getting better and righting the wrongs. And in some cases, you know, the best thing we can do is just move on. You know, like, I've heard people who try and, like, get back at people and get justice and force people, and they end up wrecking their own life in the process of revenge. So sometimes the best thing to do is just to say, no, they haven't done it, I'm moving. And other times you might have to fight to the death, you know, sort of thing. But that's the last resort. The best method in most cases is get the benefit, move forward, stay in high vibration, on the bigger picture. Thank you so much for asking this question, Tracy. Hopefully this has been helpful. These are very, very deep, nuanced things, as I'm sure you're aware. And I'm grateful for you being here. So I hope whatever you're going through in your life gets resolved and you find that there's something that you benefited from, you learned from, that makes your life better after you've absorbed that into your being, and you can become a wonderful, compassionate, loving, empathic, healing energy for all those around you as well. Lots of love. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.